Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Yay! I'm so excited you're here for today's episode because we have on the show my very favorite human in the entire world after a couple of months of not being on the show, my fiance Sina. What's up, babe?
So excited to be back.
I'm so pumped to have you. And this topic, I think, is going to be really helpful for people because we're just going to have a really honest, raw, sitting on the floor, because that's what we're doing, conversation about abrupt change and navigating stressful seasons. In particular for us, it's been a season of grief, but I think anyone can connect with this if they are going through a tough time at work, or a lot of women that listen to this podcast struggling with infertility or just a lot of change and transitions. It can feel really heavy. And in the last 2 months, we've learned a lot. And I'm so grateful that you wanted to come on the show and share your perspective, because whenever you whenever you come on, I always get messages from women that are just like, I really connect with this perspective because we're really different. Mm-hmm. We approach things differently. So, Sina, give everybody an overview if they're not familiar with what the last couple of months have been like for us.
Yeah, I mean, I love coming on and sharing my perspective. I know Keisha and I, we just have different ways to look at life, but it works out really great. And I love how you guys always tag me or tag Keisha, how you like that. So, the last 2 months have been super wild. It's been a lot going on. So, just a brief overview. Was about 9 weeks ago, we were in Austin, Texas, where we live. And just prior to that, I left full-time dentistry about 2 weeks before that. So it's Keisha and I kind of working on what we want to do next and different things we want to launch and the directions we want to take the company. And we're on a walk and we're like super excited about, you know, what's next and what's coming. And we get home and we get a call from one of my family members. And they told me my dad's cancer has come back pretty aggressively. And that I should come up to Seattle where they live and see him. So we booked a flight the next day for me to go back. And on Saturday, you left to drive up there with Jackie and our dog, Lizzie, because we weren't sure how long we were going to be up there.
Yeah.
Which we're super grateful that we even had the opportunity to just drop everything and go. And we're really grateful for that. But we had no idea how long we're going to be up there,
yeah.
Which was kind of a crazy mindset.
To go from excitement to a phone. I mean, some of you will be able to connect with this, like where you get a phone call and everything changes, where it's just a huge, abrupt emotional change, knowing that everything is going to be completely different. And like you said, you know, I'm so fortunate that we were able to come up here, but it was a lot to just like reroute and be in Seattle, even though we were both born and raised here. We've got friends and family up here, so many blessings. But for a TBD amount of time living out of suitcases, mm-hmm. We knew we were going into that season. But for you, as the person who it was your dad, medical decision maker, like what was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was essentially one day going from one emotion, then jumping in the next day to become this pretty much full-time, like a caretaker, medical decision maker.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he had doctor's appointments and things like that we had to start making some decisions right away for him to do the best for him as he approaches the end because of the cancer. And it was a lot to just jump right into that literally the next day. So at first, it was just kind of like, oh man, it was like shock value, you know, what's going on? I was kind of running on adrenaline and kind of just trying to take in all this information and process it in real time. And it was really hard at first, to be honest.
What do you feel like was something that was helpful for you? For anyone that's going through a really tough season or just feeling kind of overwhelmed, like obviously this is a devastating situation that I would never wish this on anyone. Losing a parent is so tough. And especially in the way that this happened was so hard. But what helped, like what worked for you or what made this in any way easier?
Yeah, I think the first thing I had to do was manage my expectations of what I can actually do. So I'm used to, you know, being able to do it all and stay emotionally stable and mm-hmm. and take on what I can take on and be able to do it. But at this point, I really had to like get rid of all the expectations because, you know, we had our life in Austin where we're great at, you know, working out and eating right and having mm-hmm. our, you know, we're living out of suitcases now, you know, kind of moving around different houses to stay in while each day was so different. I mean, yeah. we didn't know what we were going to get out of each day and the emotions that went with it. So we really, the first thing I had to do was drop any kind of expectations and say, hey, I'm here. I want to be with my dad.
Yep.
I want to do what's best for him. I want to show up and be a real support system for him right now. And if that means I have to really change some expectations, that's what it means.
Yeah.
And that was just a big switch right away of like,
and okay. that was hard for you.
Yeah.
Right. And I hard. Think, well, a lot of women that listen to this show can connect with that, of that feeling of like, I'll just take it on. I can do it all. And that's who you've been for the 13 years yeah. that I've known you, is like, you've just been able to handle a lot.
Yeah.
And having this season where you had to start actually taking people up on their offers that were offering to help you. Right. Like that's something that you don't even really do that great of a job.
Yeah. I mean, I always ask you for, I mean, I don't ask yeah. for help a lot, you know,
yeah.
and even learning how to ask for help was tough. Right.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, people would ask, you know, how can I help? And I was like, I don't know. Like, and that was, you know, I just learned, okay, what can I take off my plate? And people want to help and they truly want to be there for you. So, okay, what can I get help with so that I can help my dad go through this yeah. even better? Like, what can I do to show up better? So that was another thing right away, is like, okay, if you're going through something, whether it's grief or just a hard time, maybe at work or as a mom, can you ask for help? I know a lot of people are really like to do it on their own, or they're so used to that, but it's okay to ask for help. You're not any less worthy of anything if you're getting help. And honestly, you need it in times like this, because I wouldn't have made it through. You
yep.
know, and I wanted to, the main goal is so that I could be there with my dad. And that's what we talked about. Mm-hmm. Especially as we're navigating with the company, you know, mm-hmm. we got to talk. You're like, okay, let's manage your expectations. Like, I can take on more. Do you need help with this? Like, or what can we really realistically expect out of this? And we had to have those conversations as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were both in agreement of, you know, be there for him and, you know, show up the best you can in that way.
Yeah. And I think it's a powerful reminder, is like that reframe on why you're asking for help, because your number one goal is, I need to be here for my dad, who's in the end of his life. We didn't know how long that was going to be, but we knew your primary goal was like, be present and focused and make this the best possible situation for him that we could. That was number one, mm-hmm. period. So, and if you weren't willing to ask for help, obviously this is a very like, you know, crazy scenario that I hope that nobody ever has to navigate. But if you wouldn't have asked for help, you wouldn't have been able to show up for him that way.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like, we tell ourselves like, I can just do it. I can just do it. But when you're saying yes to things that you're adding onto your plate, you're saying no to something else, and somebody's not able to get your energy or your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like that reframe on making sure that you're getting support. And it's interesting, because you just mentioned this, Sina, that like, people want to help you. And like, I mean, it's so clear. Like, I think about, for those of you that are like women listening to this podcast, maybe you got a mother-in-law that's like, I'll watch the kids. And you're like saying no for whatever reason, just let her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, buy the damn cookies for the PTA or whatever. Just like, it's okay. Because if you wouldn't have done that, and if you wouldn't have started to say, okay, all these people are asking me if they can help me, I'm just going to start delegating things that I can no longer do. I don't know if you would have had the same experience coming out of this, where I know that you feel like, I did everything that I possibly could to make sure that he knew that he was loved and supported every single step of the way. I was there at the hospice till the very end, right by his side. Like, at yeah. least you get to have that feeling. And I don't know if you would have felt that way if you would have constantly been feeling like you were failing because you had all of these things on your plate that you couldn't have delivered on in that season. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you got to get yourself in a situation where if you're in a time of whatever the hard thing is at that time, and focus on what you need to get done and what else can you take off your plate?
Yeah.
And if our number one goal was for me to be there. So you took on a lot of the company
yeah.
during that time of stuff I normally do
mm-hmm.
and you figured it out and you knew not, like, there's times I couldn't respond. There's times I was in like meetings and testing with my dad, and you're having to just figure it out. And
yeah,
if you weren't willing to take that on or ask me if you needed you to take that on, I wouldn't be able to be present with him at those appointments mm-hmm. or at the hospice or et cetera with him.
For sure.
So being able to ask for help for you to take on some of those things allowed that, which was the ultimate goal through this time.
Well, and then the reframe on a lot of, you know, women that listen to this podcast that are very goal oriented, ambitious, like they think about like, what's my goal for the next month and like the next quarter and like this year. And I want to do this, all of these things. We almost had to just like, just drop all of that because we're both like that. And we feed off of each other's energy where we're both like super ambitious go-getters. We have like all these things that we want to do. And we had to say no to basically everything.
Yeah.
And we had to stop actually. It sounds weird to say it this way, but in this season, we had to stop thinking about what's coming next because we would have always wanted to be out of this situation.
Yeah.
And while we couldn't control the cancer and there was nothing that we could do, and right straight out the gates, we were like, what can we control? Well, we can't control this. We've tried every single option. We can't do anything else. So at this point, we can only control our perspective and our mindset. And what was hurting us at the beginning is we were just like wanting to be out of the situation, which I think a lot of people can connect with, is like just wanting to be like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. I don't want to be in this situation anymore, whether that's a hard season at work or in our life. But it's like, instead we chose to like lean into it and say, this is hard, but I'm still learning here. This is hard, but I'm still grateful because the alternative would be that I couldn't be here, right? Yeah. This is hard, but, and that felt like that was kind of a through line for both of us in different ways to kind of navigate through this.
Yeah. I mean, you're totally right. Your body's natural reaction is going to get you out of danger, right? Perceived danger. And that's what, you know, you get into the mindset of like, oh my gosh, like, what do I do here? I don't want to be here because it's like so much unknown and scariness and very realness. And it's not that I didn't want to be there with my dad. It's just you get this
feeling. It's like innate. Yeah.
And but then once we leaned into it, we're like, okay, how can we make this the best for him, for us? Mm-hmm. Like we want to show up for him. We want to be there and support him as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we leaned into that hard and took off expectations and took off all these other things, we almost took it day by day. Like, okay, what can we do today that will, you know, we'll be proud of, right?
Yeah.
Like, I remember just like driving to the hospice in the morning or waking up there if I stayed the night and just saying, okay, so for today, like, how can we make this the best day for him?
Yep.
And for us, how can we stay close to him and support him in this time and not even think about next week? I mean, that was like seemed like a year in front of us, right? Like it was, you know, day by day. And sometimes you just have to do that in seasons or week by week or whatever the situation is, if you're at work or whatever you're navigating.
Yeah. So what do you feel like, you know, we're just like chatting here, but like, what do you feel like you learned from this about yourself as a person and maybe even like how you'll interact with other people or how to just like support people that are going through tough times? Like, what do you feel like you learned? Cause I know you learned a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot there that we've learned and we're still unpacking and everything.
Yeah.
You know, one thing is just, you know, showing up for people.
And
definitely have a new perspective on, you know, if a friend or someone's going through something hard on how to support them. And sometimes it's honestly, if you have a friend, maybe you're not going through a hard time. Maybe things are great for you right now.
Yeah.
And you have a friend going through a hard time. A lot of the stuff that was the most helpful is someone just saying like, I love you. I'm here for you if you need anything.
Yep.
Because they weren't asking me what I need or putting that kind of on me. They're just saying, I'm here for you. And sometimes even a simple text like that would, some days during the day, it was tough. You know, I was in a bad situation. Like I was sad.
Yeah.
And even something like that would just like, you know, make me smile and like, there's nothing they can do. Right. Yeah. And but even sending your friend a text like that or any little gesture, honestly, goes such a long way.
Yeah.
So that was a huge thing we learned is about.
And then grief in general, right? Like for anyone that is grieving any, cause like change is loss too, right? Not just like grieving the loss of like a parent, like they actually died. But like grieving change of the, what you knew to what you didn't know. Like there's a lot of like emotions that are tied up in grief. And I think like one thing that you've brought up to me a lot is how other people like can't tell you how to grieve or what's right or wrong.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah. I mean, this type of grief was new for me, you know, seeing my dad go through that the last 8 weeks. But if you're going through something or will in the future, like there's no right way to grieve. There's no timeline. There's no amount of tears you should have or when you should have them or when you're able to have like a good time again.
Yeah.
Right? It's all relative to your situation. And a friend did say that to us, you know, I hate when people tell you how to grieve, you know, do you, like, mm-hmm. and really, like, yeah, I mean, for us, it's a roller coaster for us, you know, there's still good and bad days, bad times during the day, mm-hmm. but there's still good in every day. Yep. Right. And we're finding that, there was still good in every day when we're going through it, you know, as overwhelmingly sad as it was, the opportunities we got with him and the lessons we've learned from that and now what we're making it mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. And we're so grateful for the last 2 months, because life can throw curveballs and just the lessons we've learned and how we can kind of reframe those lessons.
Yeah. So when you say like what we made that mean, this is something that you and I talk about all the time, but I feel like could be helpful for someone listening in of creating meanings as like humans that were meaning creating machines. And we would constantly decide what we thought something should mean. Yeah. Can you like give them any examples that come to the top of your head? Because I feel like we did that often with just this season in general, where we were like, we are going to make this mean that like we're growing. We're going to be more compassionate people because of this. We're going to be more understanding of other people that are going through hard times. We're going to feel like we can be more empathetic. We're going to feel, you know, we started to just like create meanings of what this looked like for us.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest one would be, you know, the meaning of, you know, I left dentistry 2 weeks before and then we get this call. I mean, it was meant, I don't want to say meant to be, but it was the universe allowing that opportunity for us to even come up here and do that and to stay with him and really get to sit there with him and talk to him and learn about him even more and like be a support system for him. And it's, we didn't know at the time of me leaving dentistry, that was never the plan to come up here for 2 months.
Yep.
But the meaning of that is like, that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to that point on our own. That wasn't a forced decision because of a medical decision. That was us getting to that point. And I mean, there's no more. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. Like, and we're meaning that was meant to be.
And Steve Jobs has a quote that says you can only connect the dots when you're looking backward. Yeah. And when you are doing something, I think intuitively, and this is kind of like a little bit wooey, but intuitively, I think your gut has a vision, you know, like you've got this vision in your gut of what you want for your life. And I talk about this all the time, that it's not going to look like anybody else's. And if you're gifted the vision, you're also gifted the ability to figure out how you're going to get there. But also sometimes I think there's this intuitive, like knowing of you want to make a change and you don't know exactly why, and you don't know how it's going to work out, and you don't know what's supposed to come from it. But one of the meanings that we created was that we have to continuously listen to our own intuition of that inner knowing that's like, I do want to leave full-time dentistry, not because I don't like being a dentist, but because I don't want to be a dentist full-time. Right. I don't know exactly what I want to do in the entrepreneurial space. I don't know exactly what I want to do in my career, but I want to have this space to figure this out. I want to have this space to learn and grow. And obviously we would have never wished that this is how the first, you know, couple of months went, and having this happen to your dad is so horrible, but you said you wanted to grow and you wanted to learn, and you have learned and grown so much.
Yeah. And it goes back to the point of when we had to change the expectations of what I can get done for the company.
Yeah.
The meaning of this season was to be there for him.
Yeah.
And the meaning of leaving dentistry 2 weeks before that was so I could be here for him, not for us to grow the company in those 2 months.
Yeah.
And as soon as we flipped that decision or flipped that meaning, right? Yeah. I mean, we leaned into what was going on and it made it so much.
Yep.
Like the thought of having to, we're not getting this done or this done, that was off our shoulders.
Yep.
Because we were doing what we wanted to be doing, and that was to be there for him.
Yeah. And anyone that's in a season, I mean, any season, you get to choose the meaning of it too, because what I had was a completely different meaning, because I wasn't, especially with COVID regulations and everything, you can only have two people in the room at certain times. And like, there was a lot that we were navigating. My meaning of this season was, this is where you get to show yourself what you're made of. This is where you get to build resilience and grit and character. You get to show up for the person that you're doing life with for the rest of your life. And you get to show yourself that you can actually have two emotions authentically, simultaneously, which is a lesson that I've always believed that to be true. But I tested myself in the most massive way that I ever have, where we had the biggest month as the company, and I've gotten the opportunity to help so many women, especially in the podcasting space. I did not miss one podcast episode, and I truly wanted to do it because I loved doing it. And it was so therapeutic, and it was so awesome for me to prove to myself that I made this season for me mean this is when you really get to see what you're made of. And this is the test that I needed, right? Like, you left full-time dentistry. We got to be up here. Mm-hmm. You got to be present with your dad. I got to be with you to support you every step of the way, the best that I possibly could with the skills that I had, and learned more skills from that. And I also got to show myself, like, I really love what I do. Yeah. I didn't want to, like, I mean, you know better than anyone. Not even one time did I say, oh, I don't want to do a podcast episode. Oh, I wish that I didn't have to show up for these girls. Like, I was excited to do it. It doesn't mean that it was easy, but I was very excited. And that was such a confirmation that I'm on the right path too. Right. Yeah. And we got to create that meaning of, like, what does this season actually look like for you? And what can you learn through it? How can you grow through it? Yeah. And we both did a really good job. And I think that's an important lesson for people to realize.
Yeah. And I know, and listen, this is much easier after the fact, right?
Of course. Because
when we're in it, we're like, well, why did this happen this way? Why did this happen to him? But now, looking back, you know, we can make those meanings, which as you come out of a season,
yeah,
you know, it's a journey, right? Like, there's good days and bad days, like I said, but once you attach meanings to those things, it makes it a little, I don't want to say easier, but clearer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it becomes more clear. And as long as you have clarity, you can work through it a lot easier.
Yep.
So, like, if you lose your job, yeah, in that time, you're like, why did I lose my job? Or why did this happen to my family? Or why did this happen? And it's really hard to change the meaning then. But coming out of something, when you start consciously looking for those meanings and attaching it to that, you just gain this clarity of it.
For sure. And then it allows you to then even have more gratitude because of that contrast, right? Like, so anyone that's in a tough season, I do want to tell you, and Zina, you can speak into this even more than I can, but, like, it will start to feel lighter. Right? Like, if you're really in it right now, it might feel so, so heavy, but it will start to feel lighter. And then some moments it won't feel light,
yeah.
But it's coming, right?
Yeah. Totally.
And you, I remember you, like, nights that we'd go to bed, you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Oh yeah. I mean, there was just nights where I was up all night or crying, yeah, or upset or just so much. And that's part of it, unfortunately. Yeah. And you work through it, but you get stronger from it.
Yeah, for sure. So now, as, like, navigating into a new season for anyone that is coming out of this, like, maybe they're starting to feel a little bit how we're feeling right now, where it's like, of course, grief is not linear and it's going to be a roller coaster and it's something with us for the rest of our lives, and especially for you. But I think it's like, now that we're kind of moving into this, like, lighter season, making sure that we also don't assign guilt for knowing that we're going to move into a happy, exciting road trip. Like, you know, the day that this episode is released, like, we're literally about to drive now from Seattle down to Austin, and we're about to have one hell of a road trip. And I'm sure there will be times along the way where, like, we're upset about this and you're navigating things and feelings associated with this, but we're like, let's move into the season where we're actually going to have some fun, and that's okay.
Yeah. And exactly. There's going to be times where it's up and down, but as you come out and you've attached those meanings, it's okay to, you know, have some fun or think, have good thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, again, and you shouldn't feel guilty about that. And that's obviously, we're going through in real time right now, and we're still working through it. There's a long ways to go, but it's just kind of coming out of that. You will feel that lightness that you were talking about not lightness in a sense of that situation was light, but just how you're feeling as a person.
Yeah. And because when you're in it, I just feel like someone that's in it right now, they're just like, oh, like, when am I going to figure this out? Or, like, what was this supposed to be? Like, why did I have to go through this? And it's like, even when you're in it and it feels so crappy or you're so confused, you still have the choice to say, at some point, although I never wish that this would have happened, at some point, I'm going to be able to look back and I'm going to know that I learned something from this and I'm better in certain ways, even despite this horrible situation and this everything that happened. Like, I feel like we're better humans, even though we never wish this would have happened, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah. And we've gained skills that can maybe help someone else if they have to unfortunately go through that, or even right now, just even on this podcast. And, and you come out stronger. It may not feel like it, but you do.
Yeah. Is there anything that you want to leave to close this bad boy out to anyone who's navigating change or grief or just whatever little Sina nugget? Because here's the thing that people might not know is, like, Sina's like my hype man. You probably could guess that, but, like, he's a pretty good hype man. So any woman that's listening to this, that's going through a tough time, give her, what would you say to her?
I would say just feel it, like, what you're going through, and lean into it and really take on the feeling, but work through it and you'll get the lessons and you'll get stronger and you're going to make it through. Remember, you have more people there to help than you think, and they want to support you and help you. And you got this, you'll make it through.
Yeah. And then book an appointment with a therapist if you don't see a therapist already.
Yes.
That could be helpful too. Yeah. Sina, you're the best human ever. I love you. Thank you for being on the show. If this was helpful for you, if you had any takeaways, please tag me on Instagram at Keisha.Fitzgerald or slide into my DMs. Sina, you can follow Sina too, but he doesn't really post a lot. He probably hasn't posted in a year. Yeah. But we love you. Thank you
appreciate
all so much
guys.
For your support, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.